From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. With us, we have the Wabash Valley Community Foundation, a couple of people from the Wabash Valley Community Foundation, that is the president and CEO, Beth Tevlin, and the engagement officer for Clay County, Jonathan Eilbrock. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming on. We've got a lot to discuss today, but I think it's some pretty good stuff for the community as well.
It's a great opportunity for our community because we are able to help them leverage their dollars for the benefit of their local community.
So first of all, being the president and CEO, just if you could tell me what it is that the Wabash Valley Community Foundation does as a whole for the Wabash Valley and what your time with this community has been.
Okay. The Wabash Valley Community Foundation works with individual donors and families and businesses to create lasting permanent endowments to support the charitable purposes that the donors want to support. We then provide grants for community opportunities. We provide scholarships. We end up providing designated funds that are designated for the specific nonprofit agencies within the community. So the Community Foundation is a great source of funding for scholarships or for individual opportunities that nonprofits have within our communities. And those communities are Clay, Sullivan, and Vigo counties.
And with Clay and Sullivan's, or Clay and Vigo, that is, specifically, we've got with Clay community also Jonathan Eilbrock. Go ahead and tell me what it is that you do with the foundation and what your role is with Clay County.
Yep, so I'm the engagement officer for Clay County. We have a Clay County board made up of Clay County citizens, and I kind of help with them. We also have two giving circles in Clay County, the Guys Who Give, 100 Women Who Care. And it's mainly just more about creating awareness opportunities, not only for the Community Foundation, but also making us aware of other nonprofits that are around in the community as well, what they do, and how we may be able to support them.
Now, the reason we've got you here for this is because of a great opportunity for all three counties, Clay, Sullivan, and Vigo. One of the challenge grants that it's going on right now, Gift 8. Explain to me, first of all, what this challenge grant is. There's been a few of these in the past as well. So just tell me what that does for this community.
This is the eighth. So there have been seven in the past. And what Lilly Endowment is offering in our communities right now is in Clay and Sullivan, they will give $750,000 if we raise $375,000. And in Vigo County, they will give us $2.25 million if we raise $1.125 million. Basically, they are matching every dollar that is given for unrestricted community grants to unrestricted community endowment with $2. So it's a great way for a donor who says, I want to benefit Clay County, or I want to benefit Sullivan or Vigo counties, to make a gift, you know, of $5, $10, $100, $10,000, and have Lilly Endowment triple that gift.
So how has that process been for the last, you know, seven of these types of grants? Like, what has that process looked like? How has the community come together and tried to help with that?
You know, it's been a really rewarding opportunity because we've been successful on everyone but one of those opportunities. And that was during a severe economic downturn, probably close to 20 years ago in Gift Phase 5. But it was one of those things. We've been successful on all the others. And what people find is they like the aspect that they can create a lasting permanent endowment in their name or their family's name or the name of a loved one. And whatever contribution they give, it will be tripled. So if they want to start a new permanent endowment fund that will provide grants to benefit Clay County or to benefit nonprofit organizations in Vigo County or in Sullivan County, they can make a gift of $2,000 to create this fund and work with me to do that. And Lilly Endowment then will add $4,000 to it, so they have a $6,000 endowment fund that will be making grants. And of course, if they end up giving $10,000, then they will have a $30,000 endowment fund. And if they give $100,000, then they'll have a $300,000. And so it's one of those ways, it's a way for individuals to be able to continue giving back to their local community, because that's where you live, that's where your children have grown up, that's where your social activities take place. It's a great way of providing funding available to work on some projects and programs.
In past years, where has this money typically gone toward in the community?
Oh, there are. Each county has a local group of volunteers who review grant proposals from within the local community, and they make those recommendations of what is to be granted. Some of the big grants here in Clay County have been the Buell Center. The Clay County YMCA has received grants from us. Jonathan, help me here.
The Genealogical Society had gotten one, and I know they're kind of going through a new building phase mm-hmm. as well. But
YMCA, Craig Park.
The Parks mm-hmm. Association for all of the parks. And recently we've done a lot of park upgrades for our grant applications. So basically all throughout the county, some projects.
And it also provides funding for emergency responses. This mm-hmm. last fall, Reach Services announced that its Pathways Warming Center in Terre Haute was going to close and not be open this winter. The Community Foundation was able to use the funds from the unrestricted grants, and that's not the principal, not the gifts that were given, but the earnings off of that, to be able to provide approximately $50,000 for Pathways to reopen so that there would be a warming center where those people who do not have shelter, who are homeless, could come in and warm up each day. Several years ago, we were able to provide a matching challenge grant to the Council on Domestic Abuse when they had some federal funding that did not come through. So the unrestricted money is very important in that it offers the community the ability to invest in local nonprofit organization activities, as well as respond to emergency situations.
So this is obviously the eighth time that you've had one of these opportunities. What's the spacing typically like? How long are you able to sort of go off of that funding from one of these grants?
The great thing about permanent endowments is once we end up raising this money, the gifts that are given to us, including the donors' funds and the matrimonial endowment, is invested. And the Community Foundation uses its spending policy, which we pay out a percentage of the earnings each and every year as grants back into the community. So once we raise all of the money that is being offered through this initiative, it will always be here and will be providing grants in the future. Let me tell you the story of one of our funds. The Dell and Betty Jones Fund was set up just when the Community Foundation was starting back in 1992. That fund, they gave us $1 million to start that fund. Since that time, we have given out grants approximately $1.5 million as grants out in the community. But we still hold the Jones Fund, and it currently has $1.5 million in it. So they gave us $1 million. We've given away $1.5 million over the last 32 years, and we still have $1.5 million. An endowment is a perfect way for a donor to make a gift today that will benefit his or her community on into the future forevermore.
So you were telling me before we started that you've been with Wabash Valley Community Foundation since day one. I mean, what was the process like of getting into this sort of agreement and getting this going for the community?
Well, Lilly and Dalma offered this initiative to any Indiana county that wanted to participate. And quite honestly, they were offering significant money. And when we first started, when Lilly Endowment first announced this initiative, there were 11 community foundations in the state of Indiana. Currently, there are 73 legal entities serving all 92 counties in Indiana. We are really a strong bed of community foundations. And the beauty of community foundations is really that they are community. They are organizations that use local volunteers to determine what needs to be done within the community. We raise the money from people who are locally here in the community. We know that they want to benefit either Clay County or Sullivan County or Vigo County. And so we make certain that that money goes back and is used the best way possible within those counties.
So obviously the money is different based on whether it's Vigo County, Sullivan County, mm-hmm. Clay County. How is that decided as far as, you know, obviously $1.25 million for Vigo County, it's less for Clay and Sullivan County. How does that work?
The endowment determined that based upon population of the county. Clay and Sullivan were under 50,000 population, so that's how they determined that. Vigo County is over 100,000 population. So that's what determined how much money they allocated toward us.
So Jonathan, specifically with Clay and Sullivan County, what is the sort of public outreach been like? I mean, how has the response been from the community, and are they doing a lot as far as getting that number up to where it needs to be?
Yeah, we've started. I can't say we've really pushed it too hard because our application's still in and hasn't yet been approved for specifically what we want to use it for. But, you know, hitting those current fund creators that have unrestricted funds, letting them know of this opportunity. We've had a lot of, in a couple years past, of people asking when that next gift opportunity is going to be. So just getting that out that it is here now. And it does last until December 31st of 2025. So, you know, we have a full 2 years to kind of get that word out and raise those monies. And another thing I want to kind of state is all of the money given in, let's say, Clay County specifically stays in Clay County. So we don't kind of intermix funds or anything. If they make that fund specifically for Clay County, that money will go back to Clay County.
I think that's an important part of it. I mean, if you're from Clay County and you've lived in Brazil your entire life, obviously, whenever you give that money, you're hoping that that's going to stay in your community for a long period of time. And you talked about that huge amount of money that was coming from just one grant. And I'm sure that that's something that the whole family can be proud of for a long
Forever.
Period of time.
Yes.
And so that's sort of the beauty of this as well, is that it's a mark you can leave for a long time.
Well, and the Community Foundation allows every family to create a named endowment fund that the unrestricted money, or if they create a different type of fund with us, that the money will go into. So it really recognizes what that donor's charitable issues are. And obviously, we track that very, very closely. And we have it set up so that if a gift comes in, it goes into that donor's specified fund. And it's only used in the way that donor intended. So if it's for Clay County, it goes to Clay County. If it's for Vigo, it goes to Vigo. If it's for Sullivan, it goes to Sullivan County.
Can you be more specific on where you want your money, that money to be allocated? Or is that just going to go into that specific pot of the county?
The donor can specify where they want it to go. The Community Foundation has over 750 different funds. Some are scholarships. Some are designated funds for specific nonprofit agencies. Some are unrestricted funds, or some might be a field of interest where they might say, we want it to go toward education, or we want it to go toward youth. And the donor gets to say, here's where we want it. If the donor has $5,000 or more, they can say, we would like to have it go to support the YMCA, or we would like it to go to support the Buell Center. Or we want it to go to support our church. And I will work with them, Jonathan will work with them, and we will set up a agreement between them and the Community Foundation saying, here's how we will use the funds that you have given us. And we invest them almost like a mutual fund in a separate account so that we track what goes into their account and their allocation of the earnings. And then we calculate the spendable each year, and that's how we make our grants.
Would you say that most of the money that's given for this is gone to specific things like that, or is it more broad?
No, we're very fortunate. There are two big areas where individuals have given, and I'm speaking overall. I mean, we have a lot of specific funds, but the largest grouping of funds that we have are scholarships, because people understand scholarships. The second largest grouping that we have is our unrestricted funds, or community funds, from where we give community grants. And both are wonderful opportunities. Scholarships have a tendency of helping one person a year, whereas the community funds can benefit a greater number of people every year. And we have a very active scholarship program. I believe this last year, our scholarship applications are typically due in August. And I know this last year we had over 500 applicants from Clay, Sullivan, and Vigo counties who had applied for all of our scholarships. And we're still going through that process to make those scholarship selections.
Now, obviously, in Vigo County, it's a little bit different. You talk about scholarships. There's, you know, four colleges in Vigo County. Are those scholarships ever available to college students as well, or is that typically more of a high school student's application?
Most of them are for high school students, but we have a lot that are for college students also. There are some certain ones that, you know, they want to make certain, for example, a nursing scholarship. They want to make certain that you are going into nursing.
Right.
Typically, freshmen are not immediately accepted into the nursing program. Yeah. So they may get a scholarship early, but it does not get paid until they're accepted to that program. Mm-hmm. Or we may wait until and ask for our college applicant that is that has already been accepted to the School of Nursing. We also have some scholarships that are open to those individuals who are going to medical school. So even graduate school would be an appropriate scholarship, appropriate to apply to some of our scholarships.
So as far as size goes with Clay and Sullivan County, obviously smaller than Vigo County, what are some, are there any differences as far as the way that the money is handled in Clay and Sullivan County versus the way that Vigo County is handled?
The only difference of how the money is handled, it would be the difference in the volunteers in Clay are different than the volunteers in right. Sullivan and different than the volunteers in Vigo because they have to be residents within those counties. But our money is every endowment within the Community Foundation earns the same rate of return. It has the same spending policy. And really, we are there to fulfill what the donors' charitable goals are. And if their charitable goal is a scholarship, we work hard to fulfill that. If their charitable goal is to benefit their community in the best way possible through these unrestricted grants, then we have a group of volunteers who, you know, review every proposal, conduct site visits, you know, ask questions to make certain that we're using the money in the best way possible.
If somebody wants to sign up to give money toward one of these, how do they do that? What's this process like?
Well, it's really very easy for them. If they want to write us a check, they can send it to our office at 200 South 8th Street, Terre Haute, Indiana, 47807. Or they can go on our website of wvcf.org, and there is a Donate Now button that they can do that. Or if they are thinking they would like to create a fund or that they want more information, they should call Jonathan or me at 812-232-2234, or they could email either one of us at our first name, Jonathan or Beth, at wvcf.org, and we would be happy to give them more information or send them a packet of information or just answer their questions.
Also coming up, Jonathan, we discussed this, Giving Circle's coming up for you as well, if you'd like to explain what's going on with that.
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier the Giving Circle's Guys Who Give, 100 Women Who Care, both in Clay County. We meet four times a year, just quarterly. So we meet in March, June, September, and December. And it's a membership group that nominates and advocates for local nonprofits. They nominate an organization. They come in, speak to the group, and then that membership group votes for what organization they'd like to see have funding for that quarter. So that's coming up here. Addition to Gift 8, their membership gets matched 2-for-1 since it goes into an unrestricted fund for Clay County. And then they will also pay quarterly. It's $500 a year. $100 goes into the endowment fund, and then $400 is granted out the remaining year. If the member is under 40 years old, it goes down to $250 a year. So $50 for the endowment and $50 per quarter. So that'll start here in March. And we're open to all men and all women in the community, and they can join by going to our website or calling us. So.
And we also have 100 Women Who Care and Guys Who Give in Vigo County and 100 Women Who Care in Sullivan County. And again, they operate the same way as the Clay County ones, and we're taking memberships there too. And it's a great way to be able to learn about a variety of different community projects going on and learn about new nonprofits and help support them in your community.
All righty. Anything else going on with the Wabash Valley Community Foundation going on this year or even this quarter that you'd like to plug?
One thing, it's with the Gift Aid Initiative. They also had kind of a planning opportunity for us. And so we've helped fund a countywide community plan with the City of Brazil, and the county commissioners has also chipped in for that. But that'll be starting here in the next few months of kind of getting a survey out to the community, what they love about Clay County, what they would like to come here, and kind of just plan for the future on what Clay County looks like and how we can move forward. So that'll be starting here in the next few months. We'll be getting that out, and that'll be with RJL Solutions as the consultant on that.
All righty. Thank you very much. Beth Jonathan with the Wabash Valley Community Foundation. Thank you so much for y'all's time. And hopefully we reach the achievement and get right back up into it here for Gift 8. And we'll be working on Gift 9 next time we chat.
Hopefully so. Thank you.
This has been Focus on the Coast by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFNB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.